Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second seasonal Morphe Awards.
I'm Josh, and I almost did the Price is Right music. That's not an award show.
We will have music.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh. Still
Josh. Good. Okay, so if you weren't around last year, or if you're working your way through and you haven't gotten to the Morphes, basically what it is we get categories from you, the listener, and we give them
We got
a couple this time.
We did?
Yeah.
I was not aware of this.
Sent specifically to me.
Okay.
So that's why. It was only two.
Even our fans know
who's in charge of this? Yeah. Look, if they got video questions, they can send them to you.
Yeah.
Everything else for the Morphing Great goes to me. So I think we should just jump right into it. Actually, it's been so long since I've recorded a podcast that I forgot that morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphinggrid. And we're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be hecka sweet. I would enjoy that. You don't like hecka?
No.
I don't care.
No.
It's not only just podcasts, so I can't
Seriously,
say.
Seriously, though, rating and review. I'm uploading old podcasts as videos to YouTube.
Yes.
And I just listened to one where I yelled at everybody. I don't remember, like, I didn't listen to the whole thing, because that's not who I am as a person.
No.
But I just, like, jumped to a random part, and I was just like, we could do something if you guys would just play along. This is episode 23. So go back, listen to that.
That's not vernacular spectacular. That is, you've been pranked.
Yes.
Yeah. How do I remember this? Who knows? Also, yeah, we're on YouTube. We got to work that in some way.
We don't have a channel, so just click the link that's in the description.
Yep. Give it time.
Yeah.
You want to jump in? You want to start these Morphes?
I'm looking at the first category. Why don't you jump in?
Okay. First category is best facial expression. I'll give you a little background. Last year, I believe the face from Kimberly won.
There's two, because I looked. Sad Babu, and yours was the Sneering Babe.
Oh, I forgot. How could I forget?
Kimberly's face did not.
No.
Did not
I think we
it.
Talked about it, and it was a runner-up, but I don't know if I put runners-up down. So that's kind of what we're working with. I think I have the clear winner for season two.
Okay.
It is Adam Park meeting future Marissa.
Yep.
And just that goofy, dumb smile.
No, that trumps everything. You're right. Adam cheesing.
Okay, so I have I wrote my answers down.
Oh, that's good. One of us is prepared.
Yeah.
You'll find out who as you listen.
Okay, one of us takes it seriously, and the other one shows up. Which I appreciate.
One of us gets all the tweets, and the other one doesn't. It's the same one. In that order. Some of us just get up and walk away in the middle of a podcast. Some of us sit here. That's the opposite order.
Some of us saw you in water and got real thirsty all of a sudden.
Good thing you just had one on tap.
I poured it, and I was like, wait a minute, something's missing. So the Morphe for best facial expression goes to Adam Cheesen.
Goes to Adam.
Morphe number two is best character development. This is a tricky one because season two was all about middling.
Right.
It was all about keeping everything the same.
Does headcanon character development count?
It might.
Okay. Do you have an answer for this?
I do.
Okay, let me...
Okay, I should also explain the way the Morphes work is if we have competing answers, we either give them a split Morphe or we decide amongst us.
We argue until Jake wins.
That's not true always.
All right, I'm going to go first because you have an answer written down.
I do.
I'm going to say Aisha's secret crush on Tommy.
Ooh.
And her trying to passive-aggressively.
Second one's right.
Her trying to passive-aggressively break up Tommy and Kim.
I do like that.
Are probably under a love spell at this point.
I feel like at that point they were under a hate spell.
Oh,
and
maybe.
And then they got that reversed into a love spell.
Right.
Mine is not as good, but it's more important to me, which is Kimberly has a brother.
Isn't that just one throwaway
that's
line?
That's the only mention this kid gets as far as season two goes. Maybe season three, there'll be more, but I don't think so. Who knows?
I don't know.
So I'm willing to go with yours all because right. I think it makes more sense because it does very clearly develop over the course of
and
the season.
Like, just her being so passive aggressive is definitely a consistent character trait.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, right. Let's give it to Ish, begrudgingly.
Yeah.
She can have a rubber one. Here you go. This was made out of sofa cushion. If you want to get that joke, check out our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. By the way, I'm trying to get Hey Jake from a Twitter handle. Some dude has it. I'm going to tweet him. Be like, hey, man. Come on. But he'll be like, I have no reason to do this.
What about Hey _ Jake?
Did not look at
and
that.
And I could be And _ Josh.
Put that in your... Put a pin in that. I feel like just to be official, the Morphe for best character development goes to passive-aggressive Ish.
Yes.
Moving forward. Favorite putty murder.
I don't remember
okay.
any.
I only remember one because it was... And by one, I mean one fight because it was so spectacular that it just like imprinted. And that is Adam going to town on 100 putties in the Mirror of Regret episode where he just goes, right, I'm Adam Park. You're all doomed.
That's a good one.
Because he kills like, I don't know, ballpark like 50 putties.
Was it Billy who kick murdered one down a hill?
Yes. Maybe he kicked one up a hill.
Billy Texas Ranger?
I think Billy Texas Ranger kicked one down a hill.
Yeah. I don't know if we saw that one pop though.
I don't know.
That gets my vote. That was season 2, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Billy Texas Ranger was an episode that we had in season 2. So I don't know. I think Adam going, I got to get to that mirror and only these putties stand in my way. And then just trucking like a million putties.
There was like a million. All right.
And then I might be remembering this wrong because that happens sometimes, guys. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I feel like they all popped at the end. There was like a big group pop.
That could have been.
So
there was a couple big group pops this season.
There were. Sometimes there were no putty pops at all during an episode, but other times
they had to save them up for the group pop.
Yeah.
All right. I have a soft spot for Adam. Let's give it to him. I don't feel as strongly about Billy Texas Ranger.
I do like that just image of him with his wind-blown hair. Wistfully looking up.
But that
the
was
distance.
Just one putty.
That was just a putty.
So
the movie for favorite putty murder goes to Adam for killing all them putties. Best fight. All right, now this is a tricky one. Partially because it all happened so fast, the whole season.
Best fight of season 2 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is Tommy and Adam sparring in Zeo.
I'm half tempted to give it to you. Guys, spoiler.
Wasn't a lot of good fights.
There wasn't.
Like,
okay, here's mine. And it's not even really a fight. It is a fight. The rest of the episode's kind of dumb, though. My vote is for Kim and Tommy fighting Guitardo. Like, flute and harp.
Oh, no, yeah, that wins.
Yeah.
Because they use...
Because he
the dagger
put
is an arrow.
As an arrow, and that was ballin'.
That's the best fight.
So the Morphin for best fight goes to Kim and Tommy. And I think the episode was Song of Guitardo. Our episode was Please Let This Be Cool. That's all I can think about as soon as she strung up that that dagger. All right. Next up, Morphe for best evil ranger. This is a new one that Jonathan sent us.
Best evil ranger?
Best evil ranger. And this has some qualifiers. Be it rangers turned evil, like rangers gone bad.
Right.
Or
it's gotta be
putties turned into monster, turned into rangers or something, you know. Any combination of Power Rangers and evil.
It's gotta be the Blue Ranger gone bad. No, that's a joke.
Nope, that's a joke.
That's
a bad joke. I have two. I'm split.
I've got one.
All right, what's yours?
Tom.
Tom is one of mine, and I think by virtue of the fact that technically he gets two votes, he'll probably win. My other one is Kim when she is in the Terror Blossom episode, when she's like, it's Morphin time.
But she still fights with the Rangers.
Yeah, she doesn't necessarily go evil. She's just
she's real
jerk.
Snarky.
I love it.
I'm going to give it to Tom because he also fights Tommy for like 20 minutes of just back and forth.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that was really
counterpoint,
good.
Counterpoint.
Also, he might be Tommy.
He might just be Tommy.
Yeah, our head can't. I feel like if we were properly motivated, we could go back through and look at all of our headcanons and just do a whole episode on the dumb things we think about this show.
Maybe that'll be a season 3 hiatus bonus episode.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
There is one that we talked about doing that we forgot to do. So if we have time, I might want to squeeze it in because I think it would be fun. Is doing a morphinometry for the live stage show.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah.
We'll table that.
We'll table it for now. We'll see. All right, so best evil ranger goes to Tom, who may be Tommy's dad and or ancestor and or Tommy
and
himself.
Or just Tommy, just ageless Tommy.
I mean,
every 20 years he loses his memory. he's got like a weird half-life.
Right, yeah. it could work. All right, next Morphe is favorite friendship. Last year this went to Bulk and Skull, and I am inclined to give to Bulk and Skull again.
They're the best friends on the show.
People
will be like, oh, what about Kim and Tommy? Well, they had to be under Zordon's love spell to stay together.
Right.
I don't like Ish and Rocky enough to have Adam's friendship with either one of them be nominated.
And I don't like Ish enough.
Even though Adam and Ish seem to have a lot of history. Like, they grew up together almost.
Yeah, like, Rocky moved from another town in California.
Stone Canyon is the next town over, and Rocky is from over the mountains.
Yep. That makes sense.
I feel like they mention a third town at some
point. They mention, like, Angel Grove.
Angel Grove has at least two high schools.
Two high schools, yeah. There's, like, Angel Grove South.
Southies.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Bulk and Skull.
Me too. Because they are never apart.
No, they're not. And the thing is, like, the reason I wanted to keep this in is so every year we give it to Bulk and Skull, and then eventually they'll be gone, and we'll have to figure out who the new best friends are. Right? So this is a long con award. This award is, like, in the future, there will be different answers. But I feel like it's going to be Bulk and Skull for a lot of it, because they are best friends in real life, and that is just the best.
And that translates to the screen, like, one for one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so next up, the Morphe for worst fight. I don't know if I wrote an answer down.
Oh, any giant monster fight, because they're all one shot, one kill.
That is a good one. I might go with that. Mine is Serpentor versus anybody, because he just runs out of batteries and has to go back to his home planet of the moon. And it's super disappointing. By the way, I tweeted it out last week, but the guys at Super Sentai Bros did the Serpentor episodes. Serpentor in Die Ranger.
You said Serpentor.
Serpentera.
Serpentera.
Serpentor is a He-Man? Maybe? Is he a He-Man?
I don't know. I don't know why you're defaulting to He-Man over Power Rangers right now. It's not making any sense.
No, I know. Look, I just got jet-lagged.
I think he's a He-Man. I'm going to look it up. You keep talking.
Okay. So I was talking with Matt J., one of the hosts of that on Twitter, because he's like, the conclusion of, I think his name is like the Great King of Terror. Okay. Because he. And this comes across in Power Rangers. He is Zord-sized to Zords. Like, he is the same proportion.
Yeah. The Zords would need bigger Zords.
Would need Zords.
To morph into a Mega Mega Zord to fight Serpentera.
Which might be how Ninja works, I think. I don't know. I'm kind of excited to find out. But anyway, we were talking online about, like, how dumb Serpentera was. Because I was like, oh, here's what happens. He comes in, looks like he's going to do something cool, and runs out of batteries every time. And then
Serpentor. Sorry to interrupt.
Is it He-Man?
He's from G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe? How would I know that? I don't...
I don't know. Did you just listen to something recently that said Serpentor?
I mean, G.I. Joe comes up a lot on Chris Sims' podcasts, just frequently. I listen to all of them. So maybe it just wormed its way into my brain, and I just couldn't remember Serpentera because of how dumb he is. But yeah, so we were talking, and like, okay, I'm talking about the Super Sentai Bros. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. If you're not listening to that, go ahead. Go do that. At least episodes 37 to 38, because those are the Serpentera episodes. And it is way more satisfying in Die Ranger. You would not believe.
So, Serpentera is only in 2 Die Ranger episodes?
Yep.
That's weird. That's what I figured that would have been like the second half of the season story arc.
So what happens is Serpentera, a.k.a. Great King of Terror or something like that, is like the arbiter of balance. So whenever one side is winning too much, he comes in and destroys that planet.
Oh.
Yeah. And it like implies that there are Zords and Rangers and stuff all over the universe.
Right.
And he is just one of them. And like, it's amazing. And then what we get is, oh, I flew from the moon and ran out of batteries.
After, because he used all his battery flying to the end of the universe.
Hither and thither from the end of the universe. But then later, he literally just flies from the moon to the Earth and couldn't get a prism in time. And it drained all his energy.
How long it takes to charge a Serpentera?
I mean, I guess
it takes like a couple hours to charge my phone, and that thing's tiny.
Right. So probably 10,000 years, I guess. So, are we going to give it to... I think we should give it to every monster fight ever, because they're all pretty awful. Until, yeah, like, the last couple. Because even when they got the Zord footage to line up, they didn't use any of it. They were like, start, sword, dead.
Yeah, it was awful. It's all awful.
All right, so the Morphe for worst fight goes to every time the Zords are fighting.
Every Zord fight all season. Except for, like, one. I don't even remember who it was.
There was one at the end that I was like, oh, it was neat. There was sword fighting. I don't remember it. We watched it, like, a month and a half ago. How can I be? Okay, so next up is favorite monster destruction. This one has an asterisk next to it because there aren't a lot of different ways monsters die.
Yeah, there weren't any, like, cool ones like Itsy Bitsy Spider getting drilled through the guts.
The only one I can think of, and I don't even think this killed it, I think this was just the first stage dead, was Guitardo because it got shot with the dagger arrow. But again, I think it just turned into a Zord fight after that.
Oh, probably.
So I'm gonna say this is a wash. This one is a wash. Maybe next season will be better.
Yeah, keep this one on the shelf.
Best/worst Zordan moment. Because they're kind of the same thing when you think about it. I have 2.
Okay. The only one I can think of is him having to put Tommy and Kim under spell to continue to be in love with each other. That's kind of for his own selfish needs.
That's real pervy, Zordan.
Yeah.
The only other one I can think of, and I think that one probably takes the cake in a walk now that I'm thinking about it. The only other one I can think of is hiding an entire White Ranger from the team for no reason.
Yeah, like, that's pretty.
You think you'd be like, hey, I'm just going to give Tommy a new set of powers. Everything will be fine. We're going to go underground for like a day. Don't panic. But instead he's like, Alpha, we must go in secret while they're at the beach or whatever. And then kidnap Tommy against his will and knowledge and turn him into a ranger. And at the end, they're just like, oh, cool. And then Kimberly passes out and no one checks on her, which is a whole separate weird thing.
She does this all the time.
She does this all the time. She likes it. But no, I'm going to give it to roofying 2 rangers for his own for his own selfish needs.
Yeah, Zordan was not as prevalent this season. Like, he wasn't just straight up as much of a jerk.
Yeah, but I feel like roofying them, I'd be like, you're in love now. Forever. Forever. Is like worse than almost everything else he did in the entire first season.
Yeah.
Moving on. Monster with the strangest gimmick. I had a lot of fun listening to us try to figure this out last time.
My vote is Beamcaster.
Beamcaster.
Because he's an old-timey microphone.
He's a radio show host.
He's a microphone that casts waves.
Oh.
That put people under a spell. I think that's the weirdest gimmick. Guitardo also has a gimmick. I don't remember actually what he did. I don't remember that episode except for him getting blown up by a flying
dragon.
Here's
what it was, is we can't turn inanimate objects into...
Oh, right.
He's the one. He's the reason that dumb rule that doesn't get followed ever again exists. Yikes, that is big. That is just a... that's an iPhone, iPad mini.
No, it's a little smaller.
Maybe a little narrower. I don't know. I do like Beamcaster because he also had a fishing pole and threw a toad and like some apples and like mushrooms.
Yeah, you know, like radio shows.
Just classic radio show stuff.
He's the Duck Hunt duo of Power Rangers Monsters. Just a collective of like old weird things that aren't necessarily in his gimmick.
All right, I'll give it to Beamcaster. I genuinely couldn't think of one, so I was just going to be like, hey, let's just do what we did last time and name monster gimmicks in their simplest form. But I think a radio show host who makes everyone a zombie subservient to one man, but they can't do anything? That's pretty strange.
It takes them walk around.
Right? They're all just going to die because they're not going to eat. And they'll, like, run into... I mean, there's no traffic because there's nobody driving cars, but, like, if there was, that would be bad. Point is, Beamcaster and Zed Waves in general is a weird episode.
It is.
All right, next one. Best filler episode. I have one that I think might be right. Might be a good choice. But all the episodes kind of seem like filler.
If it wasn't part of a two or more parter, then yeah, they're even, all kind of filler.
Even one was a filler, but I'm saving that for worst episode. Maybe you can figure out what it is.
I think I know.
So my vote is the Green Dream, which is the one where there was a sword of power and it turned into a stick, and then it wasn't a stick, and then it was a stick again. Because like that episode was like Tommy loses his power, sort of, but he gets it back, but doesn't. But then oh, nothing happened. But,
right.
But at the same time, it's basically every episode this season.
That's so weird. Why was it a stick? What was happening in that episode?
Robo-Goat. You know, the mythological creature Robo-Goat? He was your goat. He was your mythological goat.
I kind of want to give this one to Blue Ranger Gone Bad for a couple reasons.
Oh, that's also a real good answer.
One, that goofy statue. That crazy, yikes-worthy statue.
Bug-eyed. I'm trapped in here.
It's a filler episode to just fluff the episode count at the end of the season.
Yeah. Not even... It was filmed and produced before the Wild West Rangers. They just didn't want to end it in the Wild West. Because then what if kids were like, oh, is it all going to be cowboys now?
But they came back
they
at
came
the end.
They came back at the end. It's just the very last shot was the White Stranger. So, I don't know. I will give it to... I will give it to Blue Ranger Gone Bad because it was supposed to be a finale and it was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that I couldn't think of. I straight up can't think of one for this. I
can't remember the line.
It's best line.
Spoilers. I spoiled it for everybody.
It's best line. Yeah, he can see. I have them written down.
The only thing that I actually think of is when Kimberly's like, yeah, I've read the story like a million times. But that's not even really like a great line.
Mine is also from that episode because I do have kind of an answer that I forgot that I wrote down because I
is you wrote it down.
Yeah, right. It's Grumble going like, I don't even like you people,
right?
Because they're like,
Grumble has a lot of good lines.
Grumble, I think best lines just go to Grumble the Elf.
Yes.
Period. Because I think he was the star player in an episode that was like real strange for Power Rangers. He managed to do a lot of good stuff, so we're going to give the Morphe for best line to Grumble the Elf for just any – go ahead and pick
for
anyone.
For any line that you like.
Last season's was It's Morphin' Time, which might be the biggest cop-out, but it's true. That is kind of the best line from season one.
Right.
So then No Mercy.
But it got like Back to Action as a season
back to action
premiere.
Oh, that is – still like Grumble more.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine giving it to Grumble.
All right, so next up, Lucky 13. The best Rita, you stupid moment.
Oh, here it is. Ready? Sending the Wizard of Deception back to be killed by Tommy.
that was pretty stupid. What was mine? It was Zed going... I don't want the clear bad guy ninjas because they're second best. I want the good people ninjas that I won't be able to turn into my generals. So instead he winds up with nobody.
I think that wins. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll give it to that.
Runner up, though. Definitely them going, let's send him back to die. Hey, go see what's going on. Oh, you're dead? Ah, we knew that was going to happen. Okay, now we're getting into the meaty part. We're closing in on done, which is good because running time's about where I wanted it to be. Favorite monster? Do you got nothing?
No. I was going to say Serpentera, but he actually kind of sucks.
Serpentera is the coolest
look. He's so cool.
He should be so cool.
And in that first episode... He was the best monster of the season. But then you know, they forgot they didn't pop the back off and spin the batteries or whatever.
Shake him a little bit.
So they ruined him. Yeah. So I don't know if he counts as a monster.
I think he's more than a monster. Mine goes to Key Monster because he's like, oh, we'll lock this door real good. Yeah. And that's
it. He could have been so cool.
But upside, he didn't do anything stupid.
And he's still out there.
He's still out there. Garden, interdimensional doorways. So that's my vote. I want to say Doomstone, but only because I know that his name in Japan is Company President Gravestone.
Right.
Which is awesome.
He is the president of the Grave Company.
Grave Company. Also, it says like blah, blah, on his, gravestone for some reason. Yeah, so I'm going to say Key Monster just because like he wasn't dispatched like a dummy dumb.
Right.
And it's still
he still
there.
Has an important role, so important that they did not destroy him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it to Key Monster.
All right. Key Monster.
Key Monster.
Writing notes. All right. So now, worst monster. I have one.
I have one. And this might not count.
Okay. What's yours?
Because he's not a bad guy. But it's Bukala.
There was an evil Bukala, but you're talking about the actual.
I'm talking about actual Bukala.
Bukala, yeah. Oh man, it was bad. I'm gonna. Before we debate this, I'm gonna say mine.
Okay.
Which is Dumpy Butt, aka Turban Shell.
Forgot about Dumpy Butt.
And a lot of it is just because the whole that entire thing, those both of those episodes, everything that Dumpy Butt was involved in was just awful. The time travel made less sense than any other time traveling mechanic.
What is Dumpy ever. Butt from?
He's from the Green No More, I believe.
Okay.
Because they were like, oh, I have Goldar's thing that lets me go talk to myself playing basketball yesterday wearing the same clothes even though I changed. Hey, bring your communicator. Okay. And then later, he's like, hey, give me your communicator. Like, all right, here it is. That's not how it went down in the first part of the episode, which aired the day before. Kids probably taped it, probably watched it again, and were like, hey, wait a minute.
I don't think kids were like, hey, wait a minute.
I did. I know I taped them all, and I watched them again before the next
one. But did you catch on where you're like, hey, that doesn't track?
You know, I might have, but it's so long, though. I can't say one way or the other. Also, I just hate Dumpy Butt so much.
I don't like Dumpy Butt, but I hate Bukala more. So I am not going
to
budge.
All right. If you're not budging, I will give it to Bukala because, dude, I do hate Bukala. All right. So the morphine for worst monster goes to Bukala. Barely. Congratulations, Bukala, on being worse than Dumpy Butt somehow.
Oh, you get a dirt morphine.
You get a dirt morphine. All right. Now, best monster. Here's what I have written down for mine.
Didn't we just do best monster?
No, we did favorite monster.
Oh, that's okay. Different.
Here's what I got written down for best monster. Nothing, because like,
yeah,
not a lot of great ones.
Nobody did or accomplished anything. Maybe the Wizard of Deception, because he might have won if they didn't screw him up.
That is true. He did look,
and he's pretty cool.
Yeah. Part of me wants to give it to the Japanese Michael Jackson cosplayer monster, the great Nate the Great, whatever his name, I don't remember his name was. But that's only because I was like, why is this happening?
Oh, you know who it was? Showbiz Monster.
Oh, of course. Of course, Showbiz Monster. Oh, might have been any of the numerous heads. And you know what? Actually, I think I do have a favorite monster.
We're not doing favorite monster. We're doing
right.
Best monster.
I'm going to say best monster. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Good catch. I'm going to say Scatterbrain because he facilitated a lot of cool stuff in that episode.
Yep.
Because other than that, every other monster was kind of bad, which is sad because like hearing about them in Die Ranger, they all sound awesome.
Yeah, man. I don't know what happened.
Oh, they didn't want to do anything cool. They wanted to be safe. So they were like, hey.
This is why I don't watch Raw anymore.
No.
Because they don't want to do anything cool.
The one after a pay-per-view usually is like, hey, we're going to start a new cycle. But you can just skip the rest until the next pay-per-view because nothing new is going to happen.
I will give it to Scatterbrain.
All right, cool. It's not Scatterbrain. That would be weird.
Whoa.
Scatterbrain.
A lot of potential to be gross there.
A lot of potential. All right, so Morphe for best monster goes to my boy Scatterbrain. Hoping next season has better monsters. I'm hoping there is more consistent monster fights. Both of those things would be really cool to me. All right, best henchman. I have to say Finster.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. Number one, he was in more than one episode, so Scorpion is out. Number two, he didn't hide behind a stupid wall the whole time.
Oh, number three, he's not a dopey pushover.
Yeah.
That's Goldar. That was Goldar.
That was 100% Goldar. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say Finster.
Yeah.
He was super excited when the possibility of a baby came about.
Right.
So he was like, I'm going to be an uncle. This is going to be great. We're gonna do
this. Uncle Finster.
Hey, that's a thing, isn't it?
No.
That's from Adam's Family.
That's Uncle Fester.
You're right. I haven't watched the Addams Family in like a million years. All right. Favorite putty stance. This is when they pop in.
All single ladies.
All single ladies. Got just unanimous. Like,
runner up to the multiple wavy arms.
Yes, the Indian belly dance one.
I can't remember that. Goddess's name.
Kali. With the many arms.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely single ladies.
Definitely single ladies. Also, another runner up. Because single ladies is just, like, so funny. Like, just thinking about it now. Like,
they just warp in and poke their butts out.
Why do you do that? The other one that I really like is they pop in, and then they just start, like, jumping straight up in the air. And then
wiggling.
And they just wiggle their bodies.
Like if you threw a snake vertically.
Yeah, right? Or, like, if a fish had legs for some reason.
There's a lot of good putty stances.
Yeah, I think the putties were the MVP of season two.
Yeah, if they weren't as goofy as they were, this would have... I don't know if we would have made it.
I mean, I think we would have, but like it just would have gotten bad towards the end. Like
We would have been laughing for all the wrong reasons instead of mostly the wrong reasons.
We would have been most of the internet about it. Right. I don't want that. All right, so these are two new ones submitted by Jonathan.
All right.
Worst Tiki moment. I think you know the... Search your heart. I think you know this to be true.
Oh, yeah. Reached out and touched me.
Why did you do that? First of all.
Because you could say they really reached out and touched me.
First of all, what director, what awful human person was like, hey, I want you to be a real creep about this. And then Steve Gardenas went, okay. And was. I don't know. That was the worst. Everything else is a runner-up. but yeah, that I think in a walk is the reached out and touched me moment. I'm not even gonna
I can read
that.
The next one and I know what it is.
What is the worst Ish moment?
Fire Marshal Ish.
That is exactly what I was thinking. It's weird. It's weird how some of these are so apparent. Yeah, Morphe for worst Ish moment is her being a fire marshal. Specifically in my head, I guess that's probably posted.
Ernie, I'm gonna have to shut you down.
I'm legally licensed to shut this place down. No, you're not. You're a teenager with a hat. Get out of my juice bar. All right, so now we're in the final three. What is your favorite episode?
I don't remember the name of it, but it's Scatterbrains.
That is also mine. That's when is a ranger not a ranger?
Runner up is Wild West Rangers.
Yeah,
because it did some good stuff.
It did. So I'm gonna give favorite episode. Unanimously to when is a ranger not a ranger, because Bulk and Skull just like
manning up
like just like we need to do this, we need to save the Power Rangers, because if we don't then we're all doomed,
the world.
And therefore the world, and like they didn't know what was gonna happen to them.
No,
they have no powers. Yeah, and so they, and also it gave me the term prism slingers, which I still need to make something. It's gonna be something someday, don't you worry. Hopefully, I will understand that later.
We are Nar.
We all are Nar. And all Nar. All right, worst episode. Again, I think there is a pretty clear winner here.
Ninja Encounter Part 2.
This episode, more than any other episode of Power Rangers that I've ever seen.
If you skipped it, you would miss nothing.
Literally nothing. Like, I'm real worried that that's how all of Megaforce and Super Megaforce is. It's just like, if you don't see it, you're fine.
Right.
Like, because it's bad. But like, right now, that it is unacceptable to be like, oh, here's an episode that accomplishes nothing, and everything is undone. I don't think I've heard a single good thing said about this episode, except for the fact that, like, thank God it wasn't longer. Like,
Adam's in it, so there's that.
That is true, but he spends it the entire thing in a cave in chains.
Except he gets out of the chains and then put back into the chains.
He's out of chains for, like, literally a minute, though. He doesn't even get to do any cool kicks or anything. Okay, so what is the best episode? This is a final Morphe. Best episode.
Is it also When Is a Ranger Not a Ranger?
I think it's Wild West Rangers.
Okay.
I think...
You know more about what makes a TV episode good than I do. Like,
from a storytelling perspective. Yeah. I think that one is better. I definitely like When Is a Ranger Not a Ranger more. But for me, I think Wild West Rangers had a lot more cool stuff. And it was like a real big departure. Like, the episode wasn't told the way that Power Ranger episodes are. The formula had been established in season two. That's basically right. All season two. It's like, here's the formula. A little bit of a thing that leads to a monster, putty fight, monster fight, zord fight. It's all wrapped up. This one was like, even being a part two, it was like, all right, here's the problem. Here's the monsters. Oh, no, they're in the Wild West. Just Kim, though. What's going on? Like, it was like really rapid fire. And like, plus
you get Rocco.
You get Rocco, your boy Tico. You get Abraham. Lady Alicia, who is somehow both worse and better than Ish, William, Calamity Kim being her name, which Calamity Kim is the best name for for a lady cowboy.
Plus it's a throwback.
It is a callback.
Calamity Club.
I think that episode was called
Calamity
Kim. Kim, and then we call it the Calamity Club because you were also having a day.
Yeah, I feel you, Kim.
Yeah. So like between that, the White Strangers being a solid pun.
With the little green strip on the hat.
Like, everything about it.
There was
like
a lot of nice little touches like that.
A Mexican standoff, which I'm always a fan of. There's one other thing that I want to say right now. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't get to it. Oh, the two putties stealing the dude's clothes and just being so happy about it. One of them stole his mustache. Somehow. So
those putties sealed the deal.
All right, so that is it. I have one that was omitted because it didn't make sense last year when I read it, and so I was like, all right, well, let's do this. But I'll say it now. This is a Bobo Morphe. It's not really even a Morphe. Best storytelling.
Oh, Storybook Rangers. Duh.
Solid pun. Solid joke. Mine goes to, and this is a headcanon thing, is Shauna, Aisha's friend, having the wicked hots for Kim. Like, all that lesbian subtext. That was some pretty solid storytelling that they did not intend to do.
Unintentional storytelling.
So those are our split not amorphies. Those will also be on the website eventually. But it's not in the official list because it's a weird thing. That's just kind of a bonus for funsies. And that's it.
All right.
Season two, we can officially put to bed.
Cool. Thank goodness. Thank
hallelujah. Ugh. Praise be cheeses. So next week, we're going to have probably two episodes about the movie. We'll probably split it in half.
Sure.
Because it's long and we are talkative. And I really like the movie, so I'm worried I'm just going to keep talking about it forever.
I've only seen the movie once, and it was back when it first made it to video.
We watched Turbo together. Yeah. I've probably said this 100 times on the podcast, but I watched it so many times I can probably recite it for you now. And also,
don't do that.
I won't do that. I won't ruin the mystique. And also, I literally wore my VHS tape out, which is a thing that I did not do often because I had a pretty good rotation. But this one stopped working because it was like, hey, I'm so sick of being rewound that I literally can't even anymore. So I'm very excited to watch the movie. I think it's going to be real fun. That will be probably next Monday and Friday. Give me enough time to edit both halves. That's going to do it for us for today. Again, morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/themorphinggrid. We're on YouTube @youtube.com/a-lot-of-letters-and-numbers. Check the episode post to have the link. Hopefully soon we'll get it. The 30 days is coming up, so that's what happened last time. Maybe it'll happen this time.
We have half as many subscribers, though.
But I feel like we have twice as many views. I feel like, no, probably not. No. Anyway, if you want to get more from us, we have a YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. Not related to Power Rangers, though.
YouTube.com/C/HeyJakeAndJosh.
No, you can just type in slash.
Oh, you can?
I think so, yeah. I think I've done that.
I have not tried it.
If it doesn't, put the C in there.
Right.
If not, it's also linked. You can find a link. We do videos. We're restructuring now, so when this goes up, we'll have resorted out our weekly calendar, but we're doing Link to the Past still, which is real fun.
Yep.
Having a lot of fun with it. I do a lot of dumb voices, so if you're into that, go check that out. Go check out my dumb voices.
May the power protect you.
The dog.
Did you miss that?
I did not.
Oh, worst monster of the season is your neighbor's dog.
Worst monsters are my horrible, awful neighbors.